So Hare Krishna everyone. So today we'll start the session today. So can we briefly summarize what we discussed last class in the 6th chapter? We were discussing how the process of meditation happens, right? So we did from verses number 17 onwards. This 17th verse is also very significant for bhakti yogis. You know, Krishna is talking about how to regulate, right?
Eating,
so can we just eating, sleeping, recreation. So can we just summarize some points?
So how to regulate the eating, sleeping, recreation. So eating, we should always eat prasadam. And sleeping, you know, time spent sleeping is like wasting time. So we should minimum sleep for at least 6 hours, at most 6 hours. And no breaks or recreation or vacation. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing that, we should just do different services, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. for change.
Mm-hmm.
And last one was work. We should always work.
For Krishna.
Okay. What is a break?
Recreation. Krishna is telling we should regulate the recreation, right? So when I read the verse for the first time, I was thinking in the purport Krishna Prabhupada gives what is legitimate recreation for devotees. But you know, in that he says there is no recreation for devotees, he says, right? So recreation, what I heard from Prabhupada Maharaj is, for us it's change of service. Let's say, you know, I'm, for example, Prabhupada Maharaj. He's a GBC man. He's mostly, usually lot of meetings, all those things. He's busy with, like, many months. But he loves a lot in sharing, seminars and all with devotees. That's his best, that's the thing he loves most. So for him, you know, after GBC meetings and all, he usually takes break and comes to Seattle or somewhere else and does a seminar. So that's for him, it's a break from all the duties and, you know, all the discussions and all the meetings and things like that. So it's for us, change of service is a break. Then, okay, so we'll continue. Text number 18. Whatever.
I'm asking, Prabhuji is surprised, so I thought he was not here last class, that's why.
He was there?
No? Last class is this
one. Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Oh, text number 18. So here, especially, you know, Prabhupada emphasizes that yoga practice means cessation of all material desires, especially, you know, sex desire. And then last paragraph of the purport, we discuss the last paragraph. So where, like, you know, main point was artificial abnegation, or rather, you know, stoppage of activities is not practical. But rather, you should engage the senses and mind in Krishna service. It's the same point we have been hearing many times. So then, text number 19. No, I think not many people are there who was attended last time. Praveen Prabhu, Navya Mataji, you should share. Shobha Mataji also attended.
Oh, yeah.
Text number 19.
Yeah.
It's very short purport, I know.
I think they call him a sky.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Mataji, yogi's mind is like lamp, and all the material desires, they are like wind. So when there is no wind, you know, the lamp is doesn't feather.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how.
That's how it becomes very steady, basically. Okay. Number 20 to 23, three verses together. Now Krishna is describing the stage of samadhi. Stage of perfection, samadhi, and what he experiences. And mainly the verse talks about many different characteristics, what he experiences in the samadhi. But the main point which Prabhupada focuses in the purport is that he experiences transcendental happiness through transcendental senses.
Mm.
So because there is a misconception that yogic process will lead to impersonal liberation. But here we could see clearly there is transcendental senses and that get awakened. And transcendental loving service with the Lord gets established. So that's actually goal of yoga also. But of course, it's super soul, not the Bhagavan. So So that's why, you know, Prabhupada emphasizes so much about this point in the purport. So next, what some other points we discussed? Last paragraph we read.
Yeah, he accepts bare necessities of life, making best use of the bad bargain.
Yeah, bare necessities, yeah. Best use of the bad bargain. Then some more points. Yeah, this Swami Prabhu was concerned about this. Being callous. Being callous towards incidental occurrences. So devotees doesn't get disturbed when many disturbing things happen in his life, like death of a near one, or like, you know, some tsunami or something like that, dangerous things. No, he doesn't get disturbed because he continues to remain fixed in his service to the Lord. That's the point. But at the same time, what is the caution? How to take this word callous? He is not hard-hearted, right? He cares. It doesn't mean, you know, okay, dearmost one passed away and he continues his service. Callous meaning, if you looked at dictionary, that's how Swami Prabhupada looked up on the phone and he showed me. Mataji, you know, this word means like, you know, disheartened or lack of care. So that's very, it's very disheartening, right? That, you know, goal of our bhakti process is to come to a state where we don't care about anybody or, you know, nothing affects. We are insensitive. It's not insensitive. It's basically we care, but it doesn't disturb our service to Krishna. Right? It doesn't disturb our service to Krishna. All the more it gives impetus that, you know, seeing this, how the world is so temporary, it gives impetus that, okay, let me, you know, perfect my life. So that way, that's a way to understand this word callous. He is not hard-hearted, but it means he is very fixed, essentially. That's the meaning. That's why I was sharing with Prabhuji about this point, you know, this word callous and Swami Prabhu's concern, I was telling. Then one simple thing what Prabhuji said is that, you know, that's what usually it reoccurs, the same theme, that not many English words are appropriate to describe the feeling, you know, of bhakti and, you know, all different meanings which we want to express. There is not really, like, you know, close word which can really describe. So we get the close words and sometimes, you know, we should actually see it in the context. We know that the goal of bhakti is to become soft-hearted, and essentially it said that, you know, our heart should become so soft, as soft as butter. Krishna steals butter, right? So that he can come and steal our hearts. So that's the goal of bhakti. But, you know, here the mood seems like, you know, we are becoming hard-hearted. So when we see it in the context that, you know, when what's the goal of bhakti, what are we practicing, and when we see this sentence, we can understand the proper perspective instead of just picking it out and, you know, seeing it in a very negative way. Okay, so today's verses are going to be very significant, especially the first verse. So we'll spend quite a bit of time on that. 24 to 25 talks about how to obtain the final stage, yoga ruler stage. Now, what should be the, you know, the yogi's practice with respect to results? Like, you know, should he be impatient? What should be this mood while he's on the path? Text number 24. We'll read the Sanskrit.
Sanishchayena yoktavyo yogo anirvinna chetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamam styakva sarvan aseshata manasyai vendriya gramam vinivyamya samantata.
One should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with determination and faith and not be deviated from the path. One should abandon without exception all material desires born of mental speculation and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Okay, so what are some of the, you know, key principles Krishna is stating? You know, what should be our, you know, fundamental things we should follow in order to get success in the yoga practice? He's saying first one should continue with determination and faith. These are the two points, right? With determination and with faith. And should not be deviated from the path. These are the three points. Then he is saying, you should also give up all these material desires, which are actually describing them, born out of mental speculation. And next point is, you have to control all the senses by the mind. So essentially engaging mind and senses in service. So, determination. So, do everybody, you know, can you share some of your experiences with respect to determination, whether, you know, you feel you have the determination or if you have it, what are the factors which will help the determination? If you feel you don't have that much determination, then can you analyze and tell, you know, some what are the factors which may affect for not having the determination? Let's say, you know, now for 1 year or 1.5 years we have been hearing Bhagavad Gita now, right? At least maybe, you know, if there is no other source, at least this source is there where we are hearing from Shastra about the importance of bhakti process, about the importance of, you know, making Krishna as our goal and chanting and all those things, right? So hopefully at some point we should have the determination that, you know, okay, let me make this my goal of my life. So either we have it, then, you know, what are the factors which helped us in having it? If we don't have it, then what are the factors which are blocking us? Or in general, anybody. So we can, you know, reflect. It's easy to talk about ourselves. So that's why I'm telling about talking about yourselves. I'm giving time. Yes, anybody can share.
You get determination when you think that all the doors are closed. You have only one way that you have to follow. So you get determination like that. Faith follows. Faith is there, then only determination.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. So yeah, in the Burijan Prabhu's section, he was saying, unless we have faith that this process is going to work, we cannot have determination.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, if we are not able, if we cannot put faith that this process is going to work, then how can we have determination? So that's why they go hand in hand. So one has faith. Of course, one has faith either on his own or through Shastras. They can say, you know, I can put faith in my Shastras. I can put faith in the people whom I am talking to. Right? I can put faith in the people whom I am seeing. Like, you know, when we see sannyasis who are full-time dedicated and they are so happy and Krishna is maintaining them, we get faith. So then we get determination through that. Yes, some more point, Mahaprabhu? You want to add something else? Okay. So, what are the other factors for determination?
So I think one of the things is that I've realized is understanding that, you know, all these material desires that bring you happiness temporarily.
Oh.
For example, if I watch a movie or I go out to party, I feel like I was just happy for that time frame. Oh. Once I come back, I'm just living like a normal life. And also the fact that, you know, that this is the time to do it. You don't know what future holds for you.
Mm.
You might get sick or you might have some disabilities or you might get engaged in some other things. So this is the time to block and do when you are in good condition and good health.
So the sense of urgency, you know, knowing the, you know, real nature of the world around.
Right. It's temporary.
And
it just gives you temporary happiness.
Yeah. So that's also, that gives determination, yeah. So some points of about, you know, why would somebody, let's say not about you, maybe all of you are fixed and determined, but let's say if you talk about, see others, your friends or relatives or cousins, somebody, right? Why would somebody not be determined? What are some of the factors which block them?
Just opposite, Mataji, because they don't have faith.
They don't have faith, okay.
Lack of knowledge.
No, let's say even after knowledge, let's say somebody is, they have knowledge.
We are so habituated to our old habits that it's not an easy task to get rid of them to do something completely new, like
okay.
Changing ourselves.
Okay, so it's past conditioning and habits,
yeah.
And yeah, and also, you know, basically you don't have faith to drastically change the life completely, right? Immediately. It's a gradual process.
That urgency of like the temporary feeling, it comes and then you kind of like walk. And then gradually it diminishes again. Sometimes it, like the curtain is going away and you try to see and then before you could truly realize, then again you are blinded with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think there's not enough association to
uh-huh.
keep you going.
Uh-huh.
So if you are not meeting those people who are
yes.
they have other devotees.
Yes.
So for example, like when I come to class, I feel like for next few days I'm like, you know, and then as even with the week, when, you know, after 3-4 days I am gradually, you know, going down. As soon as I attend the class, then it goes up.
Mm.
So even like, you know, in
yeah.
the week I can see,
see
that,
the difference.
You know, how it increases and decreases.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So if you are not constantly exposed
yes.
to
association.
You know,
yeah. That's very good. Association is a factor for determination. Even if we don't have it on our own, we can get it in the association of devotees. We can, you can speak to yourselves, like how when we move closer to the temple, how much it helped in being fixed in your service. Then, what are the other factors? Like, for example, in general, people are not even inclined for spirituality. So,
one is, I don't think they see immediate benefits out of it. It's a long term, like, it's,
yeah.
you don't know what you'll achieve also. There they see some tangible things sometimes. That also something which makes people to be determined.
Yeah, also, okay, so some other points are, like, which usually block determination are, you know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Esham Tva Antagatam Papam, like one who is diminished of all the sins, he can take up devotional service with determination. So people are generally sinful. They don't have pious credit to take up something very Krishna conscious. So that's a typical thing, because the whole world now, Kali Yuga, is, you know, full of contamination. So generally populace, general people are like that, very sinful and engrossed in sense gratification. So they don't have enough piety to, you know, to even seek out, or even when they come across, to take it up. So that's one reason.
So they're bringing those sins from the past life.
Yes,
also.
Yeah. So that's the reason.
So
of course, in those cases, yeah.
Not
sinful because of lack of piety. Yeah.
But even I feel like I'm also sinful.
Yeah, exactly. So that's then the excuse, or rather, you know, the way out for those people is mercy of a devotee. So we all are like that. We all were like that. So, but we got received somehow the mercy of devotee, and there is some Agnyata Sukriti. In some lifetime, we did some devotional service, something favorable. So now it's paying back. So that's why we were a little bit attracted. And so the difference is, you know, the way to see it is, yeah, this is what Prabhupada said actually. His disciples, they told Prabhupada, you know, we didn't have any qualification. You know, we see, look back the whole life, we did so much nonsense, everything, you know, why, and now we are chanting, dancing, you know, preaching, all those things. How is it? Like, you know, what qualifications do we have? And Prabhupada said, you don't have any qualification. I made your qualification. But the thing is, what is your adhikar is, the moment you heard the holy name, you came running. So that is what is your credit. So basically, some people hear it, but they don't take it up, right? But some people are, somehow situations are that they can take it up. So then those people are, you know, fortunate. So then other points are, the other thing is, you know, same thing, long term, because these results will not come immediately, right? Lack of patience. So we'll try, you know, I hear all this, so maybe 1-2 years I'll do nicely. After that, you know, it's not working. It's not working, manarthas are not going, say I'm dealing with the same issues. You know, so I don't have faith in the process, so I give it up. So that's another impatience, or rather, you know, that one. That's why Krishna is going to tell in the next step what should be our mood. So other things which help determination is actually the process which already Srila Prabhupada given, especially fasting. The fasting which is included in our this, you know, Krishna conscious process, fasting on Janmashtami, on the festival days and Ekadashi, this helps in determination devotional service, because that helps in the control of senses. Then other one, association. Then at least some, as Praveen Prabhu was telling, the doors are closed. Like, you know, Prabhupada often says this, you know, just give one life to Krishna. So many lifetimes we tried so many things, every time this life also so much we have already tried, experienced. So at least just give one life to Krishna and see what happens. You know, fully give and see what happens. So that one. Yeah, so this, especially for a yogi, Ashtanga Yoga process is so difficult, the results are so difficult to come. The faith he has to have is that even if the results are going to come next life, I should continue this life for that. Now, even if results are going to come many lifetimes later on, I should continue with faith. So that should be the mood of a Ashtanga Yogi, and even for us, because we don't know whether we'll be perfect in this life. So it should not be like, you know, we should not, it does not discourage us that, okay, anyway, this life I'm not going to become a pure devotee. Oh, so it's okay, let me do this much, little bit that, this one. No. Okay, in this life I'm not going to become pure devotee, but let me do a best effort. Hopefully next life I'll become. Right? So that should be our, it should give an impetus that it's going to be a very difficult job. So let me put my best effort rather than slacking. As an excuse for slacking, slackening. Okay? Okay, so determination. Then, yeah, in Bhagavad Gita also, especially with respect to material desires, another reason Krishna gives why people don't have determination is Bhogeshwarya. 2.44 words. No, people are attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence. Because of that, they don't have determination. Bhogeshwari prasaktanam taya paharta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhauna vidiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Now, these are the blocking factors for devotional service, which are like getting too attached to sense enjoyment and too attached to material opulence. Okay, so if one is attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, then determination for devotional service doesn't happen. So these are again another factors to block. So actually, when we these points, why we are discussing this? Because we also can experience, sometimes we can see we are slackening. So when we can reflect and see what are the factors which are affecting me to become like this? Is it I'm lacking association? Is it, you know, I'm not doing proper fasting or things like that? Or is it, you know, I'm getting some, associating with other people by which I'm getting some material desires? Then we can introspect and make progress. So we'll read the purport, full purport we'll read.
The yoga practitioner should be determined and should patiently prosecute the practice without deviation. One should be sure of success at the end of and pursue this course with great reservance, not becoming discouraged if there is any delay in the attainment of the success. Success is sure for rigid practitioner.
We can pause the problem. So here, some of the points Srila Prabhupada is telling is one has to be practice with determination and with great patience, perseverance, means patience. So you have to be determined. Basically, you have to be enthusiastic to put in your effort and you should be patient for the results. Right? You should put, it said that, you know, you should put all your 100% as if the results are going to depend on us. But once the work is done, we should leave the leave it as if the results are going to depend on God. So it's like that. So we should be determined and put show our sincerity by our efforts. At the same time, we should be patient for the results. This is very important, you know. The other main point Prabhupada is saying is success is sure for rigid practitioner. Elsewhere, Prabhupada says, the success in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So basically, you know, how the person takes up the process, that's what determines how is going to be successful. So process is going to work. That is potent. And you know, spiritual master is potent. Devotees are, you know, they give mercy, everything. So what is the factor? What the factor is me. Now how am I applying myself to the process? How am I strict in following the regulations given by acharyas? No? So rigid practitioner. Being very rigid. So this verse from Nectar of Instruction. Utsaha nishaya dairya tattat karma pravartana sangatyagat sato vritte sadbir bhakti prasidhyati. Can read the translation.
One can execute the process yoga, bhakti yoga, successfully with full-hearted enthusiasm,
perseverance
and determination. By following the prescribed duties in association of devotees and by engaging completely in activities of goodness.
Yeah, we can pause there. So these are actually six factors which are favorable for devotional service. This is given nectar of instruction, verse number 3. Six factors are enthusiasm, one should have enthusiasm, perseverance, patience, and determination. And one should follow the devotees, following the footsteps of devotees, and activity, engage in the activities of goodness. Sangatyagot means giving up association of non-devotees, following the association of our acharyas, and sadbir bhaktir prasityati. Yeah. Now, so these are the 6 points. So Prabhupada is going to talk about this very wonderful. I'll not read the purport. I'll explain this story. Right, we discussed it several times. Determination about the sparrow. So one sparrow laid her. Anybody wants to share?
Yeah, the sparrow laid the eggs, and then the big bird came and took the eggs to the inside the ocean, and she was so frustrated. But she said, "Return my eggs, otherwise I'm going to empty the whole ocean." She started taking the water in the beak, and by seeing that Garuda wanted to help the bird, and when Garuda came, the ocean with the body, he came and he gave it the
eggs back.
So what's plus your determination of the small bird, Garuda had to give. Garuda came to rescue her, and the ocean also there's something which Nama didn't. So the point is her determination basically caused the all the things to be done.
Yeah, because it's determined, mercy came from the Lord. So we'll read the last paragraph.
Similarly, the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga in Krishna consciousness, may appear to be a very difficult job. But if everyone follows the principles with great determination, the Lord will surely help them. For God helps who help themselves.
God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
No, so Prabhupada himself is saying, may appear to be a very difficult job. So how many of you feel like that? Everybody feels it's easy? So very difficult. Appears to be a very difficult job. But if anyone follows the principles with great determination, the Lord will surely help, for God helps those who help themselves. So how the sparrow attracted Garuda's mercy and then Garuda helped, like that, we make a tiny effort and Krishna showers his mercy, like how Damodar Leela pastime, right? The 2 inches which are short. One is our effort and the other one is Krishna's mercy. So with our effort, we attract Lord's mercy. So when the Lord's mercy comes, then the things will get done.
So how I see this, how difficult it is, looks like we all have birthright. If you are from this country, you all have birthright to be a president. But only one person qualifies to be a president. So we all have the birthright to to be on the spiritual planet, but who actually qualifies for that? So that becomes so narrow path goes.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah. It's hard means it's not hard. The process is okay, but
it doesn't give any pleasures, but it's benevolent.
It doesn't give material pleasures. It gives spiritual pleasures.
Yeah, like while practicing, we don't feel that any pleasure in the practice, but it's benevolent for us. If you understand like that, then we can go ahead with the practice.
Yeah.
Like only when you get a higher test is when you don't go after the lower test. So at this point, definitely for me, I haven't got that test yet for sure. That otherwise, I would have already taken it that seriously. Like that would have been my primary goal, and the rest of the world had to be in the secondary goal.
Somehow she's right. Sometimes I feel like I have to push myself, rather than it just doesn't come very naturally. I have to force myself, this is what you have to do, this is what you should be doing. So
so everybody starts like that, because even if we had piety from previous lives and things like that, in this life at least we had so much conditioning for so many years of doing something else different, right? So initially when we come across, we have some liking, but we cannot take it up fully, we cannot completely change immediately, right? But there, at least what what I see working with others or everybody is, somehow, if that there is some sincerity, and if devotees bless them, that's how they get that faith, and that's how the whole life changes. It's all mercy of devotees at that point now. Because everybody is same now. Whoever comes, everybody has the same, let's say, you know, different background, but you know, same baggage, some baggage. They all come and everybody is struggling. Everybody is trying to do their best, but somehow, if we serve and please devotees, that's when the doors open. Actually, you know, at least that's what happened in my life. I was actually much more sinful than many of you. Many of you are many of very much... No, now we may say slicks, but you have to see the past, right? 10 years back, how I was. So, no, many of you are like already in the mode of goodness and practicing before coming itself. So much in mode of goodness. It's so wonderful. But no, I was so down, downtrodden. So much sinful, so much into passion and ignorance. So many sinful activities. No, but I had this sincere... at least I came to the point where I had no hope in life, material life. All the doors were closed. I found out that at least that I think that's what helped, because then I found this is the only option for me. Then I took it up with whatever sincerity I had, and of course as I mentioned, right, I was struggling so much for chanting because mind is always disturbed. But then I was crying, you know, I want help, I want help, I want this, I want to, you know, proceed further. I can't be stuck like this, you know, I want to make progress. Then we saw that, you know, how I, you know, somehow mercy, Krishna sent mercy, and you know, how we were delivered. No, so it's, somehow we have to, you know, serve devotees and sincerity. Let's just keep up our sincerity and attract devotees' mercy, then it will become easy. Okay. So then, continuing further. So then, how can you act with the determination? So the question is, you know, how do we act with the determination? Is we have to be patient with respect to results. We should not expect instant results. So that's what is the next verse. Krishna himself is going to tell that one has to be very patient with respect to results. Shanai shanai uparame buddhya druti grihitaya atma samstam mana krutva na kinchit apichintayet. Gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained by full conviction. And thus the mind should be fixed on self alone and should think of nothing else. Yeah, I think one of the points I missed in Burijan Prabhu's summary, he gave this very nice statement which I liked it so much. He says, like with respect to the earlier words, we cannot succeed without blessings. Okay, so basically our success depends on blessings. Still, we have to show our sincerity by making a determined effort. He got this phrase, it's very nice, right? We cannot proceed without blessings, but still we have to show our sincerity by making a determined effort. So at the end of the day, everybody will say, you know, only because of blessings I'm doing something. But you know, everybody will get blessings. Then what's the difference between two people? It's that person's sincere determined effort. Right? So that's the thing. So that's one thing. Making a determined effort. Okay.
So do you mean to say you'll get blessings? It all depends on your determination, or if you are sincere, then you'll get the blessings. If I looked at the story earlier, I felt like if you're sincere, you'll get blessings.
Yes.
But what you're now saying is, if you always get blessings, but if you're sincere, you'll make progress.
No, in the sense, like, it's like rain, blessings. Like, for example, somebody is giving a class, all the blessings are there in the class, you know, what instructions you have to follow, everything is there.
Yeah.
So then what determines two people, you know? Somebody is sincere, they will immediately take it and immediately apply. Somebody hears and like, okay, maybe not tomorrow, right? Like that. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And everybody comes, when sadhu comes, everybody bows down, everybody gives donation, everybody does that. Then, but somebody makes progress, somebody doesn't. That's what I meant, like, you know. So,
Taji, it says mind should be fixed in the self alone. Self means... Soul?
No, super soul actually.
Super soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should think of nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Because it's capitalized, it's super soul, is there?
Oh, I don't know that much. But at least in the purport, Prabhupada says it. So
okay.
Yeah. don't expect. So essentially Krishna is here saying gradually, step by step. So Krishna himself is saying it's going to be taking a lot of time, so you should be going on with patience. One should become situated in trance by means of so while going gradually, what should we do? Our intelligence should be fixed. Because while making that baby steps, at least our intelligence should be fixed on what we have heard. So we can proceed, you know, okay, no, let's not do this. So we can make that gradual steps with that intelligence. Thus the mind should become fixed on self alone and should not think of anything else. Okay, so we'll read last four lines. Although one is involved with matter,
as long as the material body exists, one should not think about sense gratification. One should think of no pleasure aside from the pleasure of the Supreme Self. This state is easily attained by directly practicing Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. So now again Prabhupada is relating from the yogi's point of view to our point. Like he's saying he should think about no pleasure other than Supreme Self, and that directly is practicable for Krishna conscious person. Right? Because he always thinks about Krishna's pleasure.
Translation, this line says, thus mind should be fixed on self alone. So they are talking about the
yogi.
Super soul.
Not the super, means not for the Krishna conscious.
He's
not talking about bhakti yoga, right?
Yeah, this still, the whole chapter is about Ashtanga yogi. But Prabhupada tells in the purport how we are, bhakti yogi is fulfilling the same requirements.
Yeah.
Okay, so the key point is that one should be very patient. We continue next verse, 26. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam asthiram tatas tato niyamai yaitat atmani eva vasham nayet. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So these are the practical steps Krishna is giving again. So mind is going to, Krishna is describing mind with three words, right? Nishchalati means wandering, chanchalam, flickering, asthiram, unsteady. So everybody feels like this about the mind?
Yeah.
It's wandering. So now the moment we are here, the moment we are in somewhere, right? Vrindavan, or if you go to Vrindavan, that's good, but you know, somewhere else, right? Office or some restaurant or something, right? Always wandering. Chanchalam, flickering, so it cannot be fixed. It cannot, when we hearing lecture also, right? 1 minute we'll hear and immediately it goes somewhere. Asthiram, unsteady. Same point, like, you know, it's not steady. It cannot be fixed. So Krishna himself is saying all these points about mind. So what should practically one do? One should withdraw it and from the control of the matter and bring it back under the control of self. That means in spiritual matters. Bring it back under the control of super self or super soul. So we can read the from second line. One who controls the mind
and therefore the senses as well is called Goswami or Swami, and one who is controlled by the mind is called Godasa or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness in transcendental sense happiness. The senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesha or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice.
So here there is two definitions of what is, who is Goswami and who is Godasa. One who controls his senses is a Goswami. The Go is senses. Go is the meaning of sense. Or, you know, cow or sense. Here in the context, senses. Goswami means the controller of senses. Godasa means servant of the senses. And serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. Again, another definition of Krishna consciousness.
What is purified senses here?
No, when senses are purified. So basically now we are doing, it's called probate bhakti, premature bhakti. We are practicing to become bhaktas. It's not real bhakti. Real bhakti begins Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma after self-realization. Pure, that basically pure devotional service is the real bhakti or real Krishna consciousness. No, but until that time, it's we are purifying the senses by engaging in Krishna service. It's the highest perfection of yoga practice. Okay. So we'll continue. Next verse.
प्रशान्तमनसं हि एनं योगिनं सुखमुत्तमम् उपैति शान्तराजसं ब्रह्मभूतम् अकल्मषम्.
द योगी हूस् मैण्ड् इस् फिक्स्ड् आन् मी वेरिली अटेन्स् हैयेस्ट् पर्फेक्षन् आफ् ट्रान्सेण्डेण्टल् हेपिनेस्. हि इस् बियाण्ड् द मोड् आफ् पेशन्. हि रियलैजेस् हिस् क्वालिटेटिव् ऐडेण्टिटी वित् द सुप्रीम् एण्ड् दस् हि इस् फ्रीड् फ्रम् आल् रियाक्षन्स् टु पास्ट् डीड्स्. So here, so even before the yogi reaches the perfect stage, he experiences happiness. So that's the point here. Later on, he's going to come to this perfect stage. But he already is experiencing transcendental happiness. So this is as if like, you know, sunlight. We can experience sunlight before the sun comes itself. Before we can see the sun, sometimes we can feel the sunlight, right? Mm-hmm. It's like that. Similarly, you know, bhava is called like the first ray of prema. When bhava is a stage, right, in bhakti. Ato shraddha, after shraddha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, then nishta, asakti. These stages are there, right? After that, bhava and prema. So bhava stage is already ecstatic symptoms. But it's called first ray of prema. It's still not like full love. Little bit is there. So it's like that. So this yogi is already experiencing transcendental happiness because he realizes his qualitative identity with the Supreme. Not just speak very attentive. Qualitative identity. He's not realizing his complete identity with the Supreme. That means qualitatively he knows that he's a super Satchidananda, but not quantity wise. So he knows he's part and parcel. So we read last few lines. To be always engaged in transcendental loving service.
To be always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, or to remain in Krishna consciousness, is to be factually liberated from the mode of passion and all material contamination. Mm.
So we are already liberated. If we are constantly engaged in Krishna service, we are already liberated. Even in this life. That's the point. Okay, so then any points or any discussions, comments so far?
She's like more attached to the eggs. For that, she started to dry up the ocean, which is, she also knows that she can do that. That means we also put a goal, which is like highest, and if we are more determined, Krishna will help us. Even if it is not belonging to Krishna, like the sparrow is attached to its own eggs, right? It's not like it's not determined to reach Krishna, right? In our thing also, if we are attached to something and if we are determined, we are dedicating our whole time to that, Krishna will help them also. Or
yeah, basically the material laws will work. No, in any objective, if you are determined, if you express, put your effort and show sincerity, somehow or the other, no, the help will come. Because that's how it has to work. You have to get the reward of your efforts. Like for example, mystic yogis, all these people, right? We see like some people, they come and say they are God. but they have power, mystic powers. They can, you know, influence people. So we can, somebody may ask, you know, if they are going to do wrong things, why they are getting the power to influence people, right? Because they have put in the effort of austerities, you know, all these yogic practices they have done so many years. So by dint of that, they command that from the material nature, or rather, you know, they get it. They have to get it. And they use it wrongly.
Yeah, Mataji, in the fourth chapter, there is a shloka where it says, you know, Krishna rewards depending on their endeavor, devotee, or, you know.
Yeah, yeyatamam prapadyante, right?
Yeah.
Yeyatamam prapadyante. In that verse, Krishna says, as one surrenders unto me, I reward them accordingly. So somebody may come for material motives, or somebody may come for fame, name, prestige. Like even among devotees, somebody may just want to be a temple president. For that, I'll do everything, manipulate people, or losing. I just want to stay in that position, right? So that may be our goal, no? But our goal, we should understand what should be the real thing we should desire for, right? Because all these goals, ultimately, again, it's temporary. Okay, I'll become temple president. How many lifetimes I'll be temple president? In the end of this life, I'm going to give it up, right? So we should understand that, and let me not aspire for this. But the thing is, we have these desires in our heart. Because we have six enemies, lust, desire, lust, greed, anger. No, these things are there, so they are going to come up in these ways in devotional service. That's the whole problem. Now, okay, let's say to some extent we are not aspiring to become, let's say, promotion at job or so many things. But in devotional service, we want position, prestige, and recognition. It comes in this way because the tendency is there in the heart. So then again and again we have to reflect and say, what is my goal? My goal is to attain. What is the goal we want? What is the goal? Everybody knows the goal, right? What's the goal?
Krishna
Brahma. We want pure unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. So everything else, we should know, okay, this is not my goal. I'm not going to put my effort in that. But if it's going to help in that process of attaining devotional service to Lord, so we have to put the effort. Now, all the things we are doing, like, you know, some projects or seminars or classes or something like that, these are all connected to that goal. So that way, Krishna will facilitate that. Many people can have that things. No, if we have it, what can we do? But the thing is, we should understand it's better not to have it. Slowly pray that they should not have it. Pray that, you know, they weaken. Pray that these desires which are consuming my consciousness, let that slacken. Let my desire only be, you know, to serve you in a very pure way. So we can do like that. So we'll go to the next verse. Yunjan evam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalvasha sukhena sustam yatyantam sukham ashnute. Thus the self-controlled yogi, constantly engaged in yoga practice, becomes free from all material contamination and achieves the highest stage of perfect happiness in transcendental loving service of the Lord. So now he is engaged in loving service of the Lord, who is nothing but Paramatma for Ashtanga Yogi. So he is seeing the Paramatma and he is engaging in personal relationship with the Paramatma. So we'll read the small purport.
Self-realization means knowing one's constitutional position in relationship to the Supreme. The individual soul is part and parcel of the Supreme, and its position is to render transcendental service to the Lord. This transcendental contact with the Supreme is called Brahma
Samsparsha. So this sparsha is touch, right? We know, touch.
Mm-hmm.
So Samsparsha is a constant touch. So constant touch with the Brahman or, you know, Supreme. That is like his position of rendering transcendental service to the Lord. So one who is fixed in always rendering service to the Lord, he is constantly in touch with the Supreme. So actually, I was hearing this some part of the lecture today, somewhat related, somehow, yeah, just ended up listening this part. There's some I'll feed kids in that room, and here proper lectures will be going on. Suddenly I come here to fetch something, and that period I attend some, I hear something, you know, very nice. I focus that time. So, you know, the part I was hearing is, suddenly somebody asked a question. I didn't hear the question. From the answer I could understand. Somebody asked a question that, I'm falling away from you, I'm so far away from you, how will I, you know, render my service? So then Prabhupada answers, basically the question is about feeling separation from the spiritual master. You know, like as we get mercy from spiritual master, we become attached that, you know, how my spiritual master is delivering me, and then we want, because of the personal association and mercy, you know, we thrive on that, and you know, we, our spiritual life depends on that, and then we feel, if you know, if I'm not able to meet the spiritual master or something, we feel, you know, I'm not able to make progress, there is no connection, no, these things. And Prabhupada was answering, there are two types of association, Vapu and Vani. Association through words, association through physical presence. So more important than association physically is association through words. So even if spiritual master is not physically present, if you can remember his instructions, then spiritual master becomes present immediately. So then he was giving an example of Arjuna. Arjuna, he heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, and he had such an intimate relationship with Krishna. He was joking and is a friendly and so much contact. But suddenly when Krishna left this world, then Arjuna immediately felt so much separation from Krishna. He couldn't tolerate anymore, and he was so much feeling separation. So then the thing which gave him solace at that point, you know, to continue his service, is he remembered the instructions Krishna gave in Bhagavad Gita, during the battlefield, what instruction Krishna gave. So he remembered again and again, then he felt, okay, Krishna, immediately he felt Krishna's presence. So that's what Prabhupada was telling, Krishna is far away, but if you remember his instructions through Bhagavad Gita, immediately the moment you read Bhagavad Gita, the moment you chant his holy name, he's immediately there. That's what he was telling. That's why then this Brahma Samsparsha, the contact with the Supreme Lord, we may feel, oh, Krishna is so far away, is he hearing, what am I doing, all those things, right? But immediately, because of this transcendental vaya media, Krishna is present. The moment we say Krishna, we talk about his instructions, he is present. We feel his presence. Krishna also says, right, I am nowhere, to Narada Muni, right, somewhere. He says, I am not situated anywhere, I am situated in the place where devotees are discussing my katha and discussing my glories. That's where I am present. Somebody is asking some question.
No, same thing. He's always present near the bhakta.
Your bhaktas, yeah. Mainly, you know, more esoteric is, essentially, for a pure devotee, Lord is situated in his heart. So when a pure devotee speaks or chants, Lord comes out. Basically, you know, that's why, you know, some people, when they do sing kirtan, immediately you feel like dancing and chanting, because that's their taste of the holy name, which infects others. Just because of their realized experience of the holy name, they share it with others. That's why, you know, the potency of the chanter. But the same chanting, you know, we do, anybody does it, there's no effect. But because we don't have that realization. So that's a pure devotee. The Lord is situated in the heart of a pure devotee, and he manifests when the pure devotee speaks or sings or talks about. And pure devotee has the right to give the Lord to the others. That's the whole thing. You know, Lord becomes servitor, or rather subservient to the pure devotee. And he says, okay, you give me to anybody, I'll go. His Lord says, you have the right to give me to anybody, Lord says. So that's why, you know, pure devotees sometimes, it's many times Prabhupada says, devotees are more powerful than the Lord. Because they are accessible and they are more liberal, more merciful. Rather, you know, Lord says, Sarvadharma Parityaj, you surrender everything. But devotees are, you know, just see the sincerity and they say, you know, okay, we'll make progress. We have so much association, so much wonderful opportunity. Still, Prabhupada's disciples coming over and giving their association. We should take, you know, nice advantage of that and try to hear from them nicely, serve them if possible, and, you know, try to imbibe the instructions in our life. The main way that we can see their presence, sometimes they come, we hear lecture, they go away, we feel, no, okay, it's gone again, the battery is down. So the main way to keep connection, Prabhupada Maharaj always says, is that just pick some instruction which you heard and just continue following it out throughout the rest of the time, and remember always where it's coming from. Okay, in this class Maharaj said this lecture, it struck me, or when I asked this question, this answer he replied. Okay, let me follow this diligently, and while following it, remember always. And all by the point of the Vapu, we are in touch with association, and then we get lot of when we associate like that, their qualities will come to us again gradually. We'll become transcendental. Yeah. So, any questions or comments? Soumya, you have any points to share?
No, this is very good, like, amazing.
Okay. Anybody has any points? Everybody is so dull today. I don't know, it's sleepy, sleep generating, or is it interesting, or is it serious or thought provoking? I don't know. I'm not getting any reaction.
I keep thinking about what Haribas Prabhu had once told in our class. Just because you realize this material is a place of incredible misery, but don't think that you have proceeded in your spiritual path. Just because you realize it is a dangerous place, you haven't proceeded in spiritual path. You haven't even taken the first step towards spiritual path. Like, it's a lot of things beyond that point.
Yeah.
So understanding that thing, so where I personally stand, I'm thinking, wow, what will I do?
Yeah, it's a very nice, we are very fortunate. We have been given the right process. We have right association. Everything is there. So only thing required is for us to put the effort. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing, from our side, we have to do that much.
When
at least that much.
The right way to go, nothing should stop you.
Yeah, just, somehow take it up seriously. And Krishna will arrange, if you have sincere desire, let's say if you are far away from association, if you have sincere desire, somehow, Krishna will bring us. I was sharing about Navya Mataji and Praveen Prabhu. They didn't even think about anything. But suddenly in Japa retreat, somehow, they were helping us in taking care of kids. We took the kids and it was a little bit tough. I was seeking help, but I didn't want to disturb anybody because everybody is busy attending the retreat. I was really struggling. But somehow she came at the right time and she was helping. For her, it's a small thing because she likes to serve anyway, and her help was nothing, she feels. But at that time, it was very needed, very much needed. So I was very much happy and satisfied. And from my heart, I was praying for them. And immediately when I came here, within 2-3 days, I got to know that this apartment was empty. And immediately I felt, maybe they should move here. So then when they came here, they didn't even realize what's happening, all those things. And then, what realization I had is it's actually Krishna's love for them. They both are so sincere and so, struggling to make progress. Then Krishna wants to shower that mercy, okay, just come up. And we are just acting like instruments in giving that Krishna's love to them and to what the extent we can give. And hopefully it's helping them nicely, and we see that they are becoming more and more happy and satisfied. That's what, if we just stick to sincerity and do it, we don't know how the mercy comes. But somehow we should please the hearts of devotees. That's the essence. If we want to take anything from the today's thing, we should just somehow please the hearts of devotees. So then, then our blessings will come and our life changes. Okay, so we'll stop here. Hare Krishna.